So for one more time, let us find our breath that roots us in this moment, receiving the gift of this evening, receiving the gift of this community of fellow pilgrims, and receiving the gift of a weekend that has been a sacred pause. We'll begin the practice with the sound of the bowl, conclude the practice with the sound of the bowl, and then leave in silence. Once again, asking the last person to blow the candles out. In the first stage of this practice, we breathe into the recognition that God is in us, that we are in God, that there's nothing that we have to do to simply receive the things that have already been gifted to us, the gifts of goodness, of love, value, significance, the gifts of the access to the very things that we yearn for in terms of mystery, stability, freedom, innocence, and love. And so in aligning ourselves with these gifts, we breathe into the presence of the divine parent that calls us child, that is kind, that is gentle, accepting, forgiving, does not expect more from us than we often expect for ourselves, and loves us more than we want to be loved. And in the recognition of this divine presence, we move into the second stage of this practice, which is the opening, the blossoming, the receptivity of hearts filled with gratitude for the gifts that God has given us, the gifts of this day. And for many of us, gifts, even good gifts, that are hard to receive. The gifts of hearing our belovedness. The gifts of allowing ourselves to extend compassion inward. The gifts of not having to do the work to save ourselves, but simply falling into the grace that is already waiting for us. With gratitude, we allow our hearts to be receptive and open. With gratitude, we allow ourselves to be led back to our homes, back to our friendships and relationships, back into the arms of a loving or a difficult partner, back into the embrace of the children that we care for, but the children that care for us, by reflecting back to us our own vulnerabilities, our own innocences, and our own curiosities. And so we root ourselves in this moment, not simply in a posture, but really a spirituality of gratitude. And from that gratitude, we move into the third stage of this practice, which is a practical survey, a rummaging through this day, a remembering of the very things that we already have forgotten. And so recalling our very first moments where we became conscious in a new bed, in a different place, with the sun peeking through the shades or the blinds of our windows. I remember taking a walk around the pond or walking the labyrinth. I remember seeing new friends at breakfast and joining the group in a circle. I remember the flickering flame of the candle, the gentle fragrance of the incense, the sound of the bowl that led us in and out of practice, and the experience of learning to relate to our spirituality, learning to receive from God in new ways. We remember our yoga practices and getting in touch with our bodies. We remember learning things about ourselves, gazing through the tradition of the Enneagram that affirmed who we've always hoped we were and helped us remember that we haven't gotten lost from that essence. Remember the cool evening, the sound of the breeze through the leaves of these trees, the sweetness of the moon as she rose into the blue sky. Remember the things that Felina shared with us, the dots in our minds and hearts that were connected, the conversions to new ways of seeing, and the minor deaths of letting go of old ways of being. And as we remember this day, rummaging through it with our memory, we search out that consolation, that gift, that hidden treasure, that moment of clarity, of peace, that moment where we just wish we could have stayed and lingered a little longer, that moment that we knew was a gift for us. And we allow ourselves to be held in the memory of this consolation. Without judgment, nor the pressure to figure out what it was, we listen to the message behind the instance. We look for the gift that may not be as obvious as the memory. And we allow it to wash over us as a sign and a symbol of grace, of love. We recall this consolation as an invitation to deeper acceptance of the best parts of ourselves as well as the parts of ourselves that we find difficult. And as we practice this examine, we may find ourselves constantly returning to a very similar consolation. And so we also give ourselves the grace to have a sense of humor about maybe missing the very thing that God has been trying to get our attention with for weeks or months or even years. And with gratitude, we receive the gift. And the gifts that we failed to acknowledge, the gifts that we failed to recognize. But we receive the gift of today's consolation. We also rummage through this day with our memory, searching out that desolation, something that was unearthed or unhinged in us, something that was triggered within, something that was provoked. Maybe it was the ugly part of us that we thought we had overcome. Maybe it was the memory of loss or broken friendships or fractured relationships and the pain that we thought we had dealt with, the feelings of betrayal, fragmentation, separation. Maybe this desolation is, again, the resistances to allowing ourselves to be loved, or our inability to practice compassion inward. Maybe this desolation was the frustration that came out of us in an exchange with another person, a friend. But then the recognition that that frustration was not caused by them, but projected from within us onto them. Whatever this desolation was, we ask for the courage to own it, to face it, to recognize it, and to take responsibility for it. Apologizing first to ourselves, apologizing to God, and seeking that reconciliation, restoration that leads to our ongoing redemption and transformation. And so we move into the fourth stage of this prayer, which is allowing for that resolution to come from within. Something we don't force, that we don't do for ourselves, but something that we receive. Something that we know that God has already done for us, already given to us, and it extends to us consistently through love, kindness, generosity, and through the presence of the divine. In this fourth stage, we give ourselves to the process of resolution, restoration, redemption, allowing for patient work, realizing that we don't have to fix ourselves overnight, but that setting our intentions as a pilgrimage, a prayerful journey of intention, is simply enough. In this resolution, we simply receive our own intention to surrender, consent, let go. Our intentions to rest, to slow down, to relax. And our intentions to embrace and engage and receive the gifts that are already ours. And this leads us to the final stage of this practice, which is allowing hope to continue to compel us, allowing hope to continue to motivate us, and allowing hope to continue to give us the courage to wake up with a day filled with the possibilities of new consolations and new desolations as a way of becoming more authentically human, as a way of practicing an ordinary spirituality, and as a way of constantly returning to the present moment in receptivity so that we can see the gifts that we are given and hear the voice of love that's always accepted us.